Hey guys, and welcome to episode 81 of the OCDstories.com podcast. Now, in this episode, I share the interview I recorded at the International OCD Foundation Conference in San Francisco. That was a mouthful, wasn't it? With the creators of Unstuck. Now, Unstuck is a documentary about childhood OCD, and the unique angle of this documentary is that it looks at kids as the experts. And it takes their advice, their wisdom from living with this disorder to help other kids and parents who are currently tackling this. It was a great documentary. It was the keynote at the conference. I was very privileged to see it. Chris and Kelly are the producers and creators of this fine documentary. On this podcast, I interview Chris and his two daughters, Vanessa and Charlotte. Vanessa has OCD, and Charlotte is the sister. We talk about how Charlotte supported Vanessa in various exposures and Charlotte's advice to other kids or other siblings on how they can help their brothers or sisters. Vanessa gives some good wisdom on ERP and tackling OCD, and Chris does a good job from the father or the parent's point of view, and he also shares about what he learned through creating this documentary. Sadly, I didn't get time to sit down with Kelly throughout the conference. It was very busy for everyone involved, I think. But I'm sure we'll speak to her another time. So, yeah, I mean, I'm sure you're going to learn from this. Even if you're not a child with OCD or you're not a parent of a child of OCD, if you generally have OCD, I think you're going to learn a lot from this, as you will from many of these podcasts, hopefully. And if you're a therapist, I think this may also give you a fresh insight on how a child experiences OCD. There are many ways to access the film at the moment. For example, if you're at university, I'll share a link with you where you may be able to watch it for free because your university has purchased a license. And also you can buy a license, an educational license, if you're a library, school, or therapist for your clinic. It is quite expensive. That's because it's an educational license. So if you're an individual looking to buy it, you're going to have to hold off. The reason for that is they want to enter film festivals. You can't enter film festivals if you put the DVD on general sale. So they're holding off general release, which I know, you know, you may want it right now, but that's a good thing for OCD and it's a good thing for awareness, because if they can get it in film festivals and it can do well, it's going to go massive, it's going to go viral, it's going to get a lot of press coverage, and that's good for everyone involved. And if that means we all have to wait just a little bit, then that's our duty to help others, hopefully. So I'm trying to get more podcast reviews at the minute, so you know, people listen on Android podcast apps or YouTube, but the largest area is iTunes. That's where I get the most listeners. And I know iTunes do reviews. So if you listen on iTunes, the iTunes Apple app, please leave me a review. It helps me reach more people, hopefully impact some more people's lives. So the reviews really do help me get seen in the iTunes store. And if you go to the show notes, I'll put a link, which all you got to do is click it and it will take you straight to the reviews, and it takes a couple of seconds and you can do it there. And also in the show notes, I put all the links to where you can see the film, and all the general information about the film if you want to find out more. They also sell some t-shirts if you want to support those guys, and they use the money they make to put into more marketing of the documentary, to get the kids to travel to various locations to do screenings at various parts of the world. And that's another thing. If you want a screening, an exclusive screening in your country, please get in contact with Chris or Kelly, and I'm sure they'd be happy to try and sort something out. Yeah, I really enjoyed this episode. It was my first face-to-face interview. It was really good. One caveat, we did it in the Marriott in San Francisco, and we did it in a big open foyer space. And then halfway through, someone started to hoover, and even throughout, I realized there's a lot of background noise, and I've done my best to limit that background noise. It's not going to be as clear as usual, so bear with it. Accept the background noise as you would any other thought you don't like, and it will go in your mind. Your mind will filter it out, and you'll enjoy the show. So without further ado, here is Chris, Vanessa, and Charlotte.
Let's do this. So, Chris, welcome back to the show. Thank you. It's been there since March 2016, well over a year now. And obviously the documentary has progressed a lot since we last spoke, and you'll be doing the keynote this Saturday. So do you want to tell us about the documentary?
Yeah, so what we've done is to try to tell the story of how obsessive compulsive disorder affected kids and teenagers, and how you can roadmap the idea of how you can get better through therapy, through hard work, and then you know what you're doing now and learning the tools to fight back. We have 8 kids in the film. It's only kids, no doctors, no cut to the medical point of view. And the kids really tell the story. So there are 6 kids with OCD, ranging from 10 years old to 18, a very diverse cast. And then we have 2 siblings, which represent, I guess, the family. So it also kind of discusses how OCD affects the family.
Okay, awesome. And how long has the whole process been for the games?
I would say about pretty much 2 years, from Kelly Anderson, who's the filmmaker and editor and co-producer and jack of all trades on this film. She's done so much. She had the idea basically July of 2015. And then, so that was kind of from the first germination of the idea till now. Yeah, basically like 2 years. Really actively from, let's say, November 2015, fundraising, putting together advisory board, doing our first little shoot in January of 2016 to create our trailer, and then over the last year, really working hard on it. So excellent. About 2 years.
Yeah, no, I look forward to
which
it.
Is in a very strange way. I work in advertising, so it seemed crazy to me, but Kelly informs me that 2 years is actually a short period of time to make a documentary.
That's the thing, I always fancy myself as a documentary maker, but I just don't think I have the patience. I think that's why YouTube suits me better. I can film something, get it live.
I have to say, one of the things that helped me, was to create small points of things that you had to do. So knowing we had to get a trailer up pushed us to have our first shoot. Knowing we wanted to show something last year at the OCD Foundation conference has pushed us to do 3 or 4 interviews last year. Knowing that we wanted to get this out in the spring pushed us to finish the film. So like we created these small goalposts, if you will, and that kind of pushed us to get it done.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I'll try and remember that. So what was the initial inspiration? I think I asked you this in March 2016. For yours and Kelly's, what kind of inspired you to do it?
I think when it really started was there are not a lot of resources out there, at least that we found, that spoke to families and parents and kids about the process. And the stuff that's out there is very sensational, or I don't want to say exploiting, but showing the kids in crisis and the that part of OCD, which is a story that can be told. But we didn't want to exploit kids. We didn't want to show them in their moment of crisis. We wanted to some show of hope, and also show that there, for families and kids specifically, that there is a process in place that can work, or life isn't over because you feel alone. Think there's a community out there and there's kids out there, and here are kids that learn tools to get better, understand what OCD is and what it isn't. So that was the initial kind of thought of let's create a film for families and kids that describes the process, so that if you watch it, and if you're in Oklahoma or you're in a place where there's not a big community, that suddenly you feel like there is, you're not alone.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm sure that will have that effect. You personally, what have you learned, because your daughter has OCD, so what have you learned about OCD since making this film?
One of the things that's opened my eyes was just how many different things can bother other kids and how varied it can be. You know, that what you read in a textbook or what you read in somebody's autobiography is, I keep being surprised at other, you know, how, what things bother some people. And a lot of it is good to me because it destroys the stereotype of I wash my hands and I want to be, just somebody who likes things clean. So I've learned that, you know, what is it, scrupulosity, and relationship OCD, puro, lots of hoarding, just a lot of different, I guess, subsets of it, or just how it affected different people in different ways. But it all, but the process of getting better, at least for kids in ERP, how that can work. I also learned that there's doing a lot of outreach for the film, and just doing my own research, what's changed to me in the last year is so many people coming out, telling their story, like yourself. I would say 2 years ago, there wasn't a lot of OCD stories out there, you know, but now there's a lot of people who are blogging, vlogging, Snapchatting, Instagramming their, and hashtagging their story, which is fantastic, and that's what's going to change people's perception of this, OCD, of any mental health disorder. You know, just getting that story out there just helps change perception, and so I think that's one thing that's been amazing as well, just seeing how people are starting to be brave and be resilient, be open and tell their story.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think that's true. I think there's a real shift generally, especially in the UK, around mental health. I'm sure in the States, just people coming out, there's less stigma in the sense of before it was also seen as a sort of psychiatric ward, straitjacket, that was the view and image of mental health. And now, with celebrities coming out as well, we're starting to see actually mental health, people are normal, they've just got a slight issue they need to deal with. So I think that's a good thing, and as you say, people are sharing more.
Yeah, talk about things that you've learned, the whole idea of mental health plus physical health is your health.
Yes.
You know, there's that component in them. You know, the idea that mental health is health, I hope is something that gains momentum in the U.S. and around the world, to think of the self as like, I'm not, you know, health is not just my weight, my height, and what I'm eating, but like what's going on in my brain, and that's just as important. So hopefully that train keeps running.
Hopefully it will. Yeah, I'm sure as soon as schools clock on as well, it'll change. What's the key thing that young people need to know about having OCD? As in, they have OCD.
I think, from my point of view, the most important thing is to learn that they're not alone. There are so many other people dealing with this, so many other kids, so many adults, and like there is a community there. I personally believe that knowing that really helped my daughter understand that she could get better, or that she wasn't crazy, she wasn't weird. So I think it's, you know, if one thing that people learn from just watching Unstuck, it's that they are not alone.
So one of your t-shirts says, a family that fights OCD together beats OCD together. It'd be good if you could sort of explain that motto.
I think what our personal journey has learned that the more that you... first of all, OCD doesn't just affect the person who's diagnosed with it or has it. It affects the family. You get, as parents, I had to accommodate for a while, and my daughter Charlotte, didn't understand what was going on. So we, it affects everybody. We had to talk to my parents about it, and my wife's parents about it, and like how to fight it, what to do, what not to do, and so the saying just comes from believing that. You want to beat something, you have to do it together. And also learning that everybody has different roles. So as a parent, your natural inclination is to say, I want to fix the problem. My daughter has a cut. I'm going to put a band-aid on her to fix it. She's sick. I'm going to give her medicine and it'll help her get her fever down. With OCD, you have to learn that, like, I can't fix anything. I can be a cheerleader. I can be an advocate. I can help. But I can't she's got to do the work herself. So there, everybody has different roles. You know, even learning that my younger daughter, like, okay, how can she help? Well, can she do some of the exposures with you? How do we do it as a family? So it really just comes from the fact that, like, you're stronger if you do it together.
Yeah. Okay, excellent. Similar on that question then is, how have your daughters worked together to help each other?
Well, I think once we got, like, we understood what OCD was and we figured out what the roadmap and hierarchies were to get better.
Yeah.
My youngest daughter, Charlotte, would help with exposures.
Yeah.
There was a time when my daughter, Vanessa, was afraid of chocolate mousse cake. Charlotte loves chocolate mousse. So one exposure was, we would buy a slice of chocolate mousse and Vanessa and Charlotte would eat it in front of Vanessa.
Yeah.
So I think she really enjoyed that. But then we would do things like, we do exposures together. She certainly is on the watch. If Vanessa's doing something that we want her to worry about, they walk to school. She's also somewhat to keep an eye on it. So she's been active in it. We've brought her into it, we've explained what it was, and she's trying to be helpful too.
Brilliant. Good job. A couple more questions then is, what advice do you have for parents?
Advocate for your kids, get them the help they need, don't stop until you do, and dedicate your time to doing research about OCD, finding out what it is, reading about it, reading books about it, going to YouTube, looking up websites, just like trying to become your own, get educated about it as much as possible.
Excellent. Yeah, good advice. And how can people find out about the documentary?
Oh, yeah. Well, the main way is through our website, ocdkidsmovie.com. We also have a Facebook page, which is also OCD Kids Movie, where so the website will tell you, or ocdkidsmovie.com will tell you where to find the film, where to buy the film, where we're screening the film. The Facebook page will have that, but also have a lot about just OCD in general. We'll post things that you do. We'll put more community information. Those both sites are great resources for us.
Thanks for coming back on, Chris.
Thank you so much. I'm excited to see where you guys have done and whatever we can do to help. It's great.
Likewise. Cool. Welcome to the show, Charlotte.
Thank you.
Yeah, good to have you on here. So, did you enjoy making the documentary?
I did enjoy because I love being on camera.
Yeah.
And, I just like talking. Like, it's one of my passions. So I like being, like, out there and to, like, say things that might actually even help other kids that are in the same position as me.
Okay, excellent. I'm looking forward to seeing it. And obviously your sister has OCD, and we talked with your dad, Chris, about how you helped her. It would be good if you could express some ways that you supported her in the treatment.
First of all, I had to not complain a lot. Like sometimes, like she'd wake up at 1 o'clock in the morning, and we share a room.
Yeah.
So then my mom and dad would have to come in and help her with the worry, and I would be there like I was just sleeping, seriously.
Yeah.
So I had to not complain when that happened, and at first when I didn't know what it was, they went in a lot of like. Behind doors, like special talks together, and I just like didn't know what was going on, and they were like, oh, you can just watch TV, and I was like, okay.
Yeah.
But this isn't acting like they're usually acting.
Yeah.
So I had to like not be too curious about that because she might get sensitive.
Mm-hmm.
And as you know, I love eating chocolate mousse.
Yeah.
So that was a fun exposure.
Were there any other fun exposures like that?
Yeah. So once my mom and dad said that if Vanessa ate a bite of chocolate mousse cake, we could get a kitten.
Okay.
So there was a lot of discussion and a lot of me pressuring her because, you know, that's what sisters do. And then finally, she ate the bite of chocolate mousse cake, and we got a kitten, and that was amazing.
Awesome. Vanessa never reviewed it. She had to do that.
Yeah, Vanessa had a fear of me once because I used to be lactose intolerant, but I'm not anymore. And when I ate dairy and didn't take a lactose pill, I normally had really bad stomach aches.
Yeah.
So sometimes she would like try to get away from me. At one time she had to like sleep in my bed for one of my exposures, and I happened to really not like sleeping in her bed, so I had to sleep in my mom's bed, and it was just crazy.
Yeah. And what was the kitten's name? Came back to the
Rumpelstiltskin.
Rumpelstiltskin. Excellent. And I guess, what have you learned about OCD in this documentary?
OCD is not just a thing my dad was saying, you can't really just like, it's not like a fever, you can't just get medicine and it will be all better, because you have to work toward it, and once one worry is gone, it's probably likely that no another worry is going to pop up. So it's sort of like a thing that you can't really beat, but you can learn to ignore and not do the same things so it doesn't affect you as much.
Yeah, really, really wise. And what advice do you have for other siblings who maybe listen to this, how they can help their brother or sister?
Well, you have to be very patient, which sometimes can be really hard. Like, sometimes I wish I could go back and make sure that I wasn't as pressureful, because sometimes, like, with rewards, like the kitten, you really, really, really want it, but your sibling might not be up to that. So you just gotta take time to realize what's going on, and don't just jump to a conclusion. Work your way up to there.
Yeah, really good. Thank you, Charlotte, for speaking to me.
Thank you.
Nice. Welcome to the show, Vanessa.
Hi.
It's good to have you on. And did you enjoy making the documentary?
I really did. It was... I really did. I think it's going to help a lot of people. At least I hope it does. And, I mean, I think all together, all the kids in the documentary got across a really, really strong message to everyone that will help support other people in this position.
Yeah, and I've no doubt it will help a lot of people. And what advice do you have for other kids starting ELP?
Say never give up.
Yeah.
Because at the beginning, I didn't know what it was. I didn't know. I just wanted it to go away.
Yeah.
I didn't want anything to do with OCD. I didn't even know such a thing existed for a long while. One of my OCD fears was that it did exist. And, you know, I just wanted to just get rid of it. I didn't want to do ERP. It was so hard. Because when you're having an OCD attack, it feels so real. Like, it feels like there's no way around it. It feels like you're trapped in a room. You just need to work up to beating it, and ERP is the way to go.
Absolutely. And now you find that, are those episodes less intense for you? Can you see through them a bit more? Like, they're not so real?
Well, it depends on the worry. If it's a fairly new worry, it's always going to be more simple. Or, like, if you catch a worry early, it might be easier to do an ERP for it. But if it's a worry that you've had for quite some time and you've never actually tackled it, you've just been like procrastinating, then it's going to be harder, way harder.
Okay, excellent. And what advice do you have for parents listening to this about how they can help their kids?
When I first started getting OCD, I'd come home every day and I'd cry in my bedroom.
Yeah.
And my mom would sit with me in there for like 5 hours after she came home. And she'd try and tell me, like, it's going to be okay. I don't know what's happening, but we're going to find some way to get through with this.
And so they really, my parents, really helped me finding a therapist, one that was suitable. We had, like, one therapist that didn't really specialize in what I needed, so they helped me find a more suitable one. They helped me do lots of things. They encourage you as your siblings as well. They make sure that you, like, so when I'm having an OCD attack, they'll be like, no, go and cheerlead yourself. You can do this. They're, like, motivational, you know?
Yeah. Okay, excellent. And is there anything else you'd like to share with kids that may be listening to this?
Just that OCD never goes away, but if you fight it, it can feel like it's gone. Like, you're always going to have that bit of OCD that comes back and it relapses you, and it just, it doesn't feel good, you know? But then you're going to get through it, and no matter if it's the help of a therapist, your parents, your sibling, your friends, anyone who might encourage you, you're gonna, like, you're gonna fight it because you're strong enough.
All right, let's leave on that. It's a great way to end. Right, thank you for coming on, Vanessa.
No problem.
So that concludes that episode. Thank you so much to Charlotte and Vanessa for being brave, sharing their stories and their wisdom with us all. I was really touched and inspired by how intelligent these kids are. Thanks also to Chris, obviously, for again coming on the podcast and talking about a documentary. If you go to the show notes of this episode, which you can find them on theocdstories.com/podcast. So that's theocdstories.com/podcast. You can find out how you can support Chris and Kelly in their efforts to launch this documentary, how you can watch it. And also, I talked about leaving a review. If you listen to iTunes, it would help me so much if you could leave a review. I'll put a link on the show notes there. Again, thanks to those guys for being in this episode. Very inspiring. And I will speak to you all soon.